We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Wade Smith, I'm Clint Sterner. You're listening to Sports Radio 610. We're at Twin Peaks 290 location up on the northwest side. Come through and say hello. So Wade, Cam Newton rewrote the record book relative to a dual threat quarterback. I mean, what he was able to do, MVP, took his team to the Super Bowl. I mean, just he was able to essentially change the quarterback game in so many ways. From the time he was at Auburn all the way up through his years at Carolina. He's been the Carolina franchise for several years now. But nonetheless, Tuesday, he was officially put on season-ending injured reserve and his season is done. And so that brings to question, obviously, has he seen his last days as a Carolina Panther moving forward? Well, before we go there, I want to take a listen to the Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera when he was asked in a post-practice presser about the quarterback situation and about Cam Newton specifically.
With Cam, it's 8 weeks, obviously injured reserve. Do you feel like there is any chance?
Just so everyone understands, that question will not be addressed until it's time to address, okay? So at the end of the day, he's on IR, all right? Kyle Allen's our quarterback. Thank you.
Pretty simple, right? Kyle Allen has gone 5-1 as a starting quarterback. I said it after I watched the Cam Newton, Jameis Winston game. I believe it was week two of the NFL. What I saw from Cam Newton was not, I mean, it's not an NFL quarterback. You can't play. I don't care if you're a dual threat guy or not. You cannot play the quarterback position throwing the football the way that Cam Newton was throwing the football, missing open receivers, and you damn sure can't play in Norv Turner's system, which is the old Cowboys system, pro style system, which he's tweaked a little bit.
The old Miami Dolphins system too.
There you go. That's right. I forgot about that. He was in Miami when we were there.
Yes, sir.
But you know, it's one of those where now he's tweaked it. Only a fool would think that he's ran the same offense for the last 10 years. He's tweaked it to do some of the RPO things, but it's still not run heavy enough. Quarterback run heavy enough for Cam Newton to be the best choice at quarterback. And so we're talking about Kyle Allen when in reality Kyle Allen just happens to be a victim of circumstances, really good circumstances for him.
Yeah.
A guy that can deliver the football, distribute the football from the pocket is ideal in Norv Turner's system. And when you've got Christian McCaffrey at the running back position or as a weapon on this football team. And so there's no doubt about it. I listened to two guys this morning just go back and forth. Damian Woody and what's my name? My man's name, little DB.
Ryan Clark?
No, I love Ryan Clark, the other dude. Dominique Foxworth.
Oh, Foxworth. Yeah, Dominique Foxworth.
Yeah. Boy, he came at a couple of guys bad about Cam Newton. He was so wrong. And I was like,
what was his take?
His take was that Kyle Allen is not better in this system than Cam Newton in 2019. You know, like right now. But it was like, and Damian Woody was like, hey, man, Kyle Allen is better. I'm telling you, Kyle Allen is more efficient in this system today with all things considered. And Dominique just kept coming at him like in a disrespectful way. Just I was waiting for Damian Woody to reach across the table and pinch his head off. I thought, man, you got to be kidding me. But not to the point where I almost tweeted at Damian Woody and was like, hey, man, stand your ground. I'm an old quarterback. I know what I'm looking at. You are 100% right. And dude is clueless when it comes to talking about quarterbacks, man. So but the point back to the original point is Cam Newton's on IR long term.
Yeah.
I believe he's seen his last days as a starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. And before I get your take, Wade, I want to add this to it. The Panthers can save $19.1 million on their 2020 salary cap by moving on from Cam.
Right.
Now, you got to cut him or you got to trade him. You got to believe there's some value there, so you would think that they would trade him. But nonetheless, I believe he's seen his last days as a Carolina Panther quarterback, and I believe that he is cut or traded as soon as he possibly can be cut or traded.
Yeah, and I think that you're exactly right about that. And I don't think it's because Kyle Allen is playing so good, because I think Kyle Allen is going to have to battle it out with Will Greer next year.
No doubt.
To determine who's going to be the starting quarterback going towards the future. But I just think that Cam Newton, his time has passed in Carolina. He's had too many injuries. He, you know, for what he is as a quarterback, he's got to be at full strength. He's got to be able to throw the ball effectively and actually, you know, have full rotation from his shoulder. He's got to be able to use his wheels. And if he doesn't have that, and you cost that much money on the salary cap, it doesn't make sense to keep Cam Newton around if you're the organization of the Carolina Panthers. So, yeah, I think that this is going to be the last time you see. You could tell by I think it was a tweet he put out there. It seemed like to me he was saying goodbye to the city, basically saying it was going to be the last time he was going to be the quarterback for there. But I think there's going to be other teams out there that are going to want his services. But like I said, you know, Kyle Allen, he's done a good job. I don't think that he's necessarily going to be the starting quarterback of the future. I think Will Greer is going to get every shot at that next year as well. But Kyle Allen's done what he's supposed to do. Their team is 5-1. He's not making a lot of mistakes. And there's nothing wrong with that. But Cam Newton in Carolina, I think those days are done.
I agree with you from the Will Greer standpoint. He's a third-round draft pick. I mean, he clearly is a guy. I was a big fan of his coming out of high school. Simply, I didn't watch him in high school, but I was with the SEC Network at the time. And I knew, I studied him enough to know he was a four-year starter at a new high school that was all pass. It was all air raid, all gun. And this guy had caught a snap and made a decision more than anybody coming out of high school. I can't remember the number of times he had thrown the football, but it was ridiculous. The number was ungodly. And so just the experience of doing that in high school, I knew he was going to be a good college quarterback. He goes to Florida. He starts and does well in Jim McElwain's first year as the coach right there at Florida. And then he ends up getting caught for PEDs, transfers to West Virginia, and has a good career there. But he's a third-round draft pick. That position is going to be a pocket passing quarterback. Wade, we talk all the time about quarterbacks and who gets taken seriously when it comes draft time and what do you call it? The dang workout, the NFL
combine.
Combine.
There
good
go.
Gosh, hello.
I know where he's going there.
The combine, NFL yeah. combine guys getting taken. It's always the pocket passing type of quarterbacks, and in this situation, Carolina needs a pocket passing quarterback with what they've got around them and with North Turner calling the plays. It's just plain and simple. That's the situation that needs to go on in Carolina if they're going to give themselves the best chance to win. And Cam Newton is not in that formula.
Yeah, I think the key points you made there is if North Turner is going to be the one calling the plays.
No doubt.
What he does as an offensive coordinator, it's a lot of Act 4, 989.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
Those are deep drops, seven-step drops. You're hitting deep routes. And so you have to be more of a prototypical passer to be successful in that type of a scheme.
Wade, you've got to be able to anticipate. You got to be able to layer the football. You got to be able to throw it on time. You got to be consistently accurate. You got to be a distributor of the football. And Cam Newton's not that guy. But where I was going with that is, you know, we talk all the time come combine time about that, and we never mention, like, if it's not the right fit, Lamar Jackson ain't working, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cam Newton's a perfect example. When they came out, they let him run around a little bit, and he's taken over 1,200 hits since 2011, and now he's banged up and he can't play. The question is can Lamar Jackson handle all of the hits that a quarterback's going to take that's going to run the football? And so not to go off in the weeds on Lamar Jackson, but the point is that Cam Newton is completely done at Carolina. And if they can get something for him, they need to go on and get something for him. As I mentioned, they can get save $19.1 million on their 2020 salary cap by moving on from Cam Newton. And Wade, when I hear Ron Rivera get frustrated with being asked about Cam Newton, as if Cam Newton's not one of the best quarterbacks that's played the game. He's the best dual threat that's ever played the game. Maybe Michael Vick is maybe a better. He's in that category. And you're frustrated because or you're flustered because you're getting asked questions about Cam Newton. I think the writing on the wall there is just simply, again, he's played his last down as the Carolina Panther.
I think Ron Rivera, his whole deal is he wants to focus in on the guys that are playing and the guys that are going to be there. And you want to make sure you give your starting quarterback every vote of confidence that he can have. You don't want him thinking about the fact that, okay, I need to play well because Cam's going to be coming back in a few weeks. Like, at the end of the day, you know, the Carolina Panthers are trying to make this week. They're trying to win this week. They're not worried about 8 weeks down the road when Cam Newton could potentially come back. And he's been answering questions about Cam Newton every week for probably the past 6 weeks since he's been hurt. They've been asking about, is he going to come back? When is he going to come back? How is he going to come back? Is he still going to start? Because Kyle Allen has played well enough to where that question deserves to be asked. I think that he's just frustrated because, and I think he was very stern with what he said because he didn't want to have to answer that question anymore.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, bottom line, this is it. I know you don't have kids, but I have kids.
Right.
And sometimes if you just, if your kids ask you a question and you answer in kind of a mild manner way, they're going to keep pushing it. They're going to keep pressing. They're going to try to figure out ways to massage it to eventually get what you want. But if you say off the rip when they come to ask you a question, like, no, that's not happening, then they know better. Like, I'm just going to move on and leave it alone. And I think that's what he was doing with the reporters. Like, listen, this is how it's going to be going forward. Don't ask me this question because I already told you.
Right.
That's a parental thing. Didn't I already tell you?
Well, we'll see how.
We'll see how well they listen. I don't think they're going to ask the question anymore because where are you going to go at that point? The way that he responded to that question, there's nothing else left. So, but there are some hard-headed kids out there, and I'm sure there's some hard-headed reporters out there as well.
Yeah, I was a hard-headed kid at one point.
I'm not anymore.
I'm not hard-headed anymore. Hey, check it out. That's Wade Smith. I'm Clint Sterner. We're at Twin Peaks off 290. If you want to play Thursday Night Football DraftKings with us, man, y'all get in. There's still a couple of spots left. 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Get in this DraftKings Thursday night only league. It's $5. So all you cheapskates, don't pick up the phone. Just call if you want to pay $5 for me to beat you up in DraftKings, baby. I've already got my lineup in. We got a couple of spots left. 713-572-4610. Wade, you want to give me a, let me know who your captain's going
to
be tonight?
Man, I'm not trying to give you my tricks of the trade, man. I'm going to let you know a couple of people that should be
okay.
A captain potentially. I ain't going to give you my final answer.
All right, who you think?
You know, Josh Jacobs should be up there.
Ooh.
I think Derek Carr, he's been hot the last few weeks. He should be in there. And Phillip Rivers. If you pick anybody but those three, I think you might be tripping a little bit, although Waller would be another good pick too. But one of those three or four guys I think should be your captain this week.
Now, what about Keenan Allen? What about Keenan? You know he's going to catch a boatload. You know he's going to be the target in the red zone. You know he's going to be the target. I mean, he only caught 13 balls against the Texans.
Now, listen, Keenan Allen, I've had him in my entire fantasy league season in a couple of other leagues. And so he's hot and cold. And so I'm not going to ride with Keenan Allen because he might get you 8 catches. He might get you 12 catches. He might get you 3. You don't necessarily know what you're going to get. So that's why he couldn't be my captain. But don't think he's not going to be on my roster, though. Don't think that.
Guy, that's one good thing about this showdown league is you can pick a boatload of really good players. A lot of fun to watch, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.